We welcome Better Than Ran and Scott Kaplan to Supercross Talk. Guys, we were talking about earlier, who deserves the American League MVP if you had to vote right now? Is it Shohei Ohtani because he's the greatest player ever? He pitches, he hits, he does everything. Or is it Aaron Judge who has led the Yankees to a major league leading 66 wins? Beto, what do you think?
I go with Fresno. Here comes the Judge because what he's doing right now. But you can give it to Ohtani every single year for what
he does.
He's
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he's. But then again, John, you haven't gone to see him.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm offended by that lie, by the way. I was operating on the principle that you had actually seen this man.
No, there's no way John's going to Orange County.
I'm just seeing, might have seen him
My
somewhere
mom's
else.
Going Thursday. Does that count?
No.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah. Cap, what do you think? If you had a vote, you give it to Ohtani, you give it to Judge.
Probably give it to Judge. He's playing in meaningful games.
Well, that's the wait a minute.
Let's clarify
that's
that.
The argument.
I heard you say that earlier. I just repeated what he said.
You can say he's playing meaningful games, but they're up 12 games on the division. They're not playing meaningful games for another
fair
month.
Point.
You know what I mean? Like, let's be real.
But
let's
wait a minute. Does it matter? Somebody tweeted, if you vote for Ohtani, you're voting for a guy who may be on a team that has its most losses ever.
He's won half the games.
It's MVP, not team MVP.
Do the games mean anything?
Well, again,
everybody wants Juan Soto, right?
Yeah.
Look at the team he plays on.
Exactly.
And look how great he is.
Clearly a value. Former MVP guy. Can we talk
about
a
guy like Ohtani, though? Isn't it like with Shaq, you can give the MVP every single year,
Basically. So yeah. That's why if we look back on this in 10 years, and we say, man, Ohtani only won one MVP, and he threw God knows how much as a pitcher and an outfielder.
He's great to watch. Well, I saw him last year.
You know how many MVPs Kobe won in his career?
Zero or uno, right?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Hold on. Can we talk about something right quick? When Beto walked into the studio, I've never seen him stopped in his tracks before.
We discussed your outfit earlier on the program,
Scott.
I didn't know that was him.
Morales was he walked in and was like, yo, Beto was speechless, a rarity around
these
parts.
What's wrong with you? Why do you do this? Why are you wearing a coat?
Explain to him why.
I think it's not
Imaging Tuesday.
Thanks, man.
It's lit.
But so he's wearing sandals.
He's doing the Morales, though.
But Morales, that's his style. He pulls it off.
You don't think this works?
No, this does not work at all.
I like this.
No, the tan jacket, but then the shirt. But he's got cuffling shirt.
This is full yacht rock. This is full yacht rock.
He's got chanclas.
But he has no cufflinks. Like, he has a French cuff shirt with no links.
I kind of like that. That's kind of a departure.
No, that means he doesn't have any. No,
his buttons, man.
That means you lost them.
It means he got the wrong shirt.
Didn't have time to stop at Marshall's.
Dude, they're buttons.
But this dovetailed very well with the yacht rock setup. You know what I'm saying? I think this works.
I think that you are underestimating what is a very special occasion here at 7:10 every Tuesday. It's hashtag lit. It's live imaging Tuesday. So when Chris comes up and he takes the train at 4 a.m. in the morning and he's all dressed up.
Right? But Morales is always dressed up. It's like when Mason tried to do that part, John, when he would dress up. Right? It lasted a couple months. It just didn't look right.
You're not respecting live imaging Tuesdays with enough reverence.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. I'm with Scott on this. Yeah.
If we all chose to dress up, it would be a cool bit for Morales.
For radio?
I think you're mad. Because he's outdoing you. No, first of all,
I'm wearing this shirt that Scott left in the studio, and I took it because it was his. So I took it because if it's in the studio, it's me.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
you guys are the
is.
Same size.
Nah, he's a bigger.
A little bigger.
No. You're bigger, dude.
Yeah,
okay.
You're
how much you weigh? How much you weigh right now?
220.
220?
Yeah.
How much I weigh?
About 218, but you're like soft.
No, dude. No.
No, you're more than that. You weigh like, I think you're 225.
Muscle's heavier than fat, you know.
No way I'm 225.
What are you?
You say you're 220?
Yeah.
Let me take a look at you.
Great radio, by the way.
Great, no,
I'm bringing a scale tomorrow.
Smells
good,
delicious.
I'm out of here.
Because we think Mason,
it's
exactly.
called Tide.
We think Mason is lying about his weight,
absolutely.
So I'm bringing a scale tomorrow.
Okay. Mason's a little hefty, huh?
Yeah, he says 209. Well, my wife saw a picture of the tortilla slap thing. She goes, who's the fat guy you're slapping?
Oh.
Did you recognize that? Him?
And I went, that's Mace. And she goes, oh, has he gained weight?
That's her BFF.
I know. And so she felt, she goes, don't tell anybody I said that.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, did I? Whoops.
Where is he?
Who knows? I mean,
nobody
anywhere
knows.
But here.
When he comes back and knows that you guys are going to camp, Chippewaka,
he'll go to
Mason
camp.
Will be in for Camp 710.
100%.
I guarantee it. And I told you the setup that we're going to do, Beto. I mean, if I had my druthers, we do it just like we did the West Covina. All day broadcast from the camp. Maybe that afternoon you have sort of a function, a gathering. Sleepover, and the next day we do camp games.
What time does John leave?
John leaves when his show's done.
I get there.
John leaves when his show's
12:55.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
And then I leave at 4:15.
I think everybody should be there for 10 a.m. So this way, Travis and Sliwa are doing something. Mason and Ireland are out water skiing.
Oh, okay.
Then, John then, is not going to be large. Then, you better find the nine
maybe
hole.
Maybe he'll hit it around the nine hole. Yeah,
yeah.
And then John comes back, and Mason comes back.
Oh,
and then
I like
Alan
this.
And Travis, they go out to do stuff, but these guys take over. So we literally broadcast from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., but not in three-hour blocks. Everybody's just intermingling
mega
over the court.
Cast.
Oh, yes.
That's actually
okay.
not
mega
a terrible idea.
Just adding to it.
A little
all.
Mega cast, and okay. then we have a little, you know. And I just want to explain
John's
again.
Face right now is like, yeah.
I just want to explain again. Some of you guys are poo-pooing it because it's, you know, it's... The cool thing about it is that it's taking the bonding we're doing with listeners to the next level. Now, sleeping in bunks
together is a lot. This involves listeners.
I would say so, yeah.
Oh, I thought this was like a work retreat where you guys were
maybe,
get to know each
we're,
other.
Maybe, but we're ironing it out. We're ironing this out right now.
You
that's
guys,
why we discussed
we
this.
Guys.
We guys.
Yeah.
Team
yeah, you're in.
710.
Yeah, you better
Camp
pay
710.
Either.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, it could be a fun bonding
Mr.
experience.
Mr. 1099 better get paid.
How do we pay Beto for showing up at camp? Does anybody
Tequila.
Know?
No, he's just not say. Coming then.
No?
Yeah.
No? He doesn't need
yeah,
to come.
Beto, Beto, I think you and Travis and I are busy that day.
No, we're doing the show from the golf course.
Amen.
Okay, so let me ask you, as far as summer camp activities go,
sure.
You were very good in softball, Beto. I give credit where credit is due.
Okay.
Softball's kind of on the list.
Okay, but what would you be really good at? Take softball out of it. What sport in a summer camp?
Everything.
Everything.
Because
okay.
I used to work at a park. City okay. of Carson Parks and Rec.
Okay.
I was a rec leader, so I would do all these activities with the kids. We
you know all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You bring me the carom board. I heard you about your foosball yesterday.
Foosball is
and
big for
you. You don't
your
want
boy.
No caroms with yeah. me. Yeah. Foosball's good. No spins. You got to do it the
no.
right
okay,
way.
Okay, no spins?
Absolutely
no.
not.
All right. Absolutely.
Two,
what about water skiing?
Untouched.
Are you a water skier?
The Mexicans don't really water ski.
They don't.
Bro.
Do
what about canoeing? Canoe races are fun. It doesn't take a lot of water knowledge.
They do
knowledge.
That at Disneyland.
Not a lot of water knowledge
effort,
required
right?
for canoe Pedal
boats?
All these activities you're talking about
it's
are normally summer activities. Yeah. You're talking about doing this in the spring?
It's California, bro. It's the same difference.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was happening
long,
like this weekend.
As long as we can find a body of water,
yeah,
I think
we're
okay.
about spring.
Yeah. Ropes courses are fun, too.
Ropes are good.
Zip line, you ever done
Zipline,
that?
Yeah, that's
okay,
fun.
Okay, so you can do those.
I can do all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be all right.
Very well.
I'm a good counselor.
All right.
Nice.
Let me throw a different story at you guys. You guys tell me what the appropriate punishment for this should be. A guy in Washington State jumped on a beverage cart and tried to strip off his clothes aboard an American Airlines flight, which had to be diverted. This guy's name is Adam Williams. He said that he was traveling to North Carolina when his behavior turned erratic. He hopped up on top of the beverage cart. He started stripping off his clothes and yelling, "Where is Jamie Sanders?" Nobody knows who that is.
Whoa, it's a bath salt situation.
He yeah. later jumped over passengers in his row onto a different beverage cart. He came off of the cart, almost landed on a flight attendant, knocked over some drinks on the ground, and then began to run down the aisle of the aircraft.
What the heck?
Flight attendants then placed several U.S. Marines who happened to be on the flight in seats around him as a precaution. But a short time later, he stood up and began screaming while taking off all of his clothes.
Okay,
again.
How
did
he get on the plane? Let me break talk this for a second. First of all, I'm getting on a plane tonight. I get on a lot of planes, a lot of times. That's a lot of steps in one space for one guy on one plane.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You're getting from cart to cart. I mean, yeah. the lateral mobility there from a measurable standpoint right. is tremendous. Good reach out of him. If you can then also reach other okay. people's drinks to knock them down.
And
this
how
guy's
tall
an athlete.
Is he?
How
tall
is, what
is he?
I'm getting at.
Because when you get on the
say.
Cart, how tall? I mean,
yeah, that's getting up on the cart alone
but,
is an athletic
so
feat.
So what do you think the appropriate penalty for our...
You're banned. Forever. Get this guy.
Oh, it's worse.
Is there video?
There's got to be like
oh, yeah.
criminal king, right? This reminds me like, remember right. Wolf of Wall Street when they're going to Europe?
Well, yeah.
And he's
on.
Acting all crazy?
Are we convinced that something's not like beyond him doing something completely terrifying? Like, is something wrong with this guy?
I don't
like,
know. But he now loaded. Faces up to 20 years
Whoa.
In prison.
That's way too much. I'm sorry.
Also faces a $25,000 fine and 3 years okay. of supervised release. But I think the whole
years.
Reason for that is they had to divert the plane. It was supposed to go to North Carolina, and the pilot landed in Billings, Montana, and they took the guy off the plane.
I'm sorry. I don't think 20 years in prison is worth
that?
Somebody losing control on a plane. Now, don't get me wrong. When people start losing control on planes, it is the probably one of the worst experiences that are not direct violence or whatever. Well, in a way. Nothing, okay. nothing like that. But... 20 years in prison. That seems like overkill, Captain.
Can you imagine this guy walks into prison, you know?
What are you in for?
And he's like, yo, man, what'd you do?
Acting the fool?
Right. He's like, yeah, I was on a plane. I freaked out. I lost my mind. And he's like, yeah, you know, all the things I did, I'm not sure I want to tell you about this stuff because you're not built for this place, pal. You know?
He's going from Seattle to North Carolina?
Yeah.
That's not exactly the party.
That's like a baseball scout route.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That's exactly what that is.
But, man, I thought I was with you, Clinton. I thought this punishment would be much less. But, I guess if they have to divert the entire flight.
The fine, yeah, Bannon for life.
I mean,
yeah,
he hasn't been sentenced yet, so he may not get 20 years, but he's facing 20 years in prison.
I have a question. Can I change topics?
Absolutely.
Like Mason?
Yeah.
What was the lie of the day?
The
well, because usually it's the Seinfeld thing.
Oh, bam, bam, yeah. Bam, come on, keep up with the bits.
That I said several times, Cap, that I've seen Shohei Ohtani in person, and I've never seen Shohei
Ohtani
in
person. Okay, that was the lie of the day. So the whole thing about the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
I love, by the way, when Clinton decides he's uncomfortable with a topic. As a listener.
Orifice talk.
Right.
Yeah,
there's no need for that. Orifice talk. That's what he said. He goes, don't you guys all know my policy on orifice
Brady
talk?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, Clinton, bring me your constitution of things that you know.
You mean decency?
I'm out once they come up.
Now, Cap,
it's the word itself. Right. It's not even really the conversation. It's the word orifice makes me uncomfortable.
Moment of honesty, Cap. Knowing now that they tell you not to fart if you're swimming in the Dead Sea because it could make a sucking motion and
right.
It could be painful.
Does
right.
a number on the internal engine is
yeah.
what it does.
I think I might do it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I want to see just how bad this is.
Well, you were laid up when some high school kid hit a ping pong ball off your knee before the softball game.
Right.
And you're telling me you're going to rip one in the Dead Sea and blow out your whole transmission? That's not happening.
I know, but it's one of those things.
Well, I'm going to do it.
Right, of course. Like, if they told me I can't do it,
right.
That means now I have to do it.
Nah.
If you would have told me, hey, you know what you should do? Go in the Dead Sea and fart because it feels really good on your tuchus. I would have been like, nah, I'm not going to do
that. Have you ever
been
there?
No, I've never been.
You didn't go to Birthright?
I did not.
Oh.
I don't know if they had it like when I was that age.
Bergman didn't go either.
Yeah. My kids are all going to go.
He apparently regrets it, though, Berg.
Greg, is that true? You regret not doing Birthright?
I've never done Birthright.
I know. Do you regret not doing it?
No. I mean, it would have been fun to do back then. Hey, guys.
Fudge is just having a meeting.
So it's just I just can't hear you and them at the same time.
Here.
What's going on?
Hot mics.
Trying to do a radio show over here.
He's trying to sell his
pop. I would have liked to have gone, but it was just something that I was working and doing other things. So it was just like work or go to Birthright.
I don't remember hearing about it when I was a kid.
Predictions, Beto, on how this will go. Bergman owes a little more than $1,500 on his Peloton. He wants out. He's looking for somebody to take over the payments. A brand new Peloton.
That's so funny.
Ain't nobody going to take over Peloton.
Okay, so think about this. A brand new Peloton only costs
$1,400. Oh,
he owes $1,500
you're
and change.
Screwed.
He swears he is not screwed. He thinks he can do it, right, Greg?
Yeah, I think I can get it. I think I can get my $1,580.16.
But why would somebody say, okay, I can get a brand new one.
Thank you.
Delivered, right?
Yeah, for set up and everything. $1,400 versus buying Bergman's used one, no matter how little it had been used. I got to go borrow somebody's pickup truck. I got to lift this thing.
Oh,
I got to go
set
it up.
Or you just hire Jorge.
Well, that's true.
Briones and Tios are always
Briones
available.
And Tios.
They're always available 24/7.
Does it change anything? Nick Simpson said, Greg, I told you, call the company that you owe, Peloton, cut a deal with them for about half the price, and then sell it for that price.
Wait, is that a thing?
I don't think it's Peloton who you have the deal
that's
with.
That's what
though.
This says.
I bought
it directly from Peloton.
Right, right, right.
From
they
the
have
website.
Their own financing
system? No, they finance it through, there's a company.
Yeah, a firm.
A firm, that's who it is.
Wait, you have to finance a bike?
Well, yeah, I wasn't paid to
didn't have $1,500 to drop.
Then you shouldn't be buying it.
I kind of agree with you on that, but that's another story.
No, but at the time, it was like $2,300 for the bike,
yep.
And it was like an interest-free 60
Why don't you go get a Schwinn and ride it around the corner?
Again, I said get a stationary bike and an iPad. Peloton is just an app. You know what I'm saying? You can use that too.
Oh, they got you, Bert.
Why has Peloton lost so much of its stock value? Why are people down on Peloton?
People like Bergman who don't use it, probably.
Well, right, people stop buying them.
Right.
Like it holds my shirts really
do you
well.
Think
I
it
bet
like,
they do.
It
I
probably
tremendous
boomed
coat
during the pandemic,
yeah,
and now that people
balling.
Can go back out, they don't want them anymore?
Not just can go back out, are in some cases being forced, I'm putting that in quotes, come back to work. You either come back to work or don't maintain your job anymore. Like it used to be 2 years ago, I can live anywhere, I'm moving. You know, now all of a sudden it's like, no, you need to get your ass back to work. So everybody who was...
It works for radio. It doesn't really work for a lot of other businesses, though.
No, but just look around. I mean, you listen to like Facebook, for example. They're saying to their employees, Google.
And people are leaving. That's what I'm saying. I personally don't think that's a strong strategy. It's one thing when we're talking, and this is the actual thing that we do. It's another thing if we're just sitting in offices anyway.
All I'm saying is that all these people were at home.
Yeah.
So they all bought bikes. and now they're all going back to work, or they or they're like Bergman. They just don't use it. They're lazy.
I think there's also the life hack. People figured out I don't actually need this whole contraption. I've got one of these things likely.
But then you can't get the club bangers.
You can get them on the app. The app is not a part of the physical stuff. You can get the app anyway.
The app is awesome.
Yeah,
it really is.
Bergman, how'd you lose all that weight?
How'd I lose it? I was counting calories. I had the Lose It app, and I was just counting my calories and making sure
that
it
didn't have anything to do with the Peloton.
None at all.
Wow. And the app was free?
And it's too bad that I call Bergie lazy.
That app was free. It was very much free.
Bergie, sorry to call you lazy, pal. But
no,
you know,
that's fine. Go ahead and call me lazy.
You know, though, that like on the weekends, we'll be talking on the weekends, and I'll be like, so what are you doing? What do you mean?
Because some of us are friends, Beto.
Yeah, we
like each other. I'll talk to you this weekend,
just because you don't like the station.
Don't act too cool for school.
Right. So me and Bergie are talking, and I'm like, what are you doing today? He's like, dude, I'm on the couch for the whole day. What about you? Hey, what about you? And I start listing off for him. I'm going for a 6-mile run. I'm going for a 6-mile hike. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. Then I'm meeting some friends at a bar. I'm going to have friends that are playing band. And Bergen's like, are you kidding me? Like,
you're
this
crazy.
Is what you're doing? I'm like, you're laying on the couch all day?
Yes.
Yeah, lay on the couch.
That sounds good.
The couch is pretty good,
right?
You don't get hurt on the couch.
I haven't laid on a couch all day in months.
I love it.
Captain right. Really shaping up as a bunk leader for Camp 710. We like that kind of initiative
in
life.
Like, let's keep
absolutely.
Going. John?
Beto beats on the first tee. Team Ireland will be on the first tee. Beto, we got me, you, Travis, and we need a fourth.
No, we don't.
All right. Sedano and Cap. Beto's in for Sedano. It's next. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed. Quarter after 4 p.m. in the Southland. Here we go. Yeah. It is a live imaging Tuesday.
Yeah.
Cappy's here.
Yeah.
Beto Durant's here. Are you ready?
Come on.
Sedano and Cap, your Tuesday afternoon right now, baby.
Bing, ba-dum-bum. Doo, da-da-dee. Bum, be-da-bop. Ba-dum-dum, ba-dum-bing. Doo, ra-ba-bop. Bing, ba-dum-dum, ba-dum-dum.
It's so good in person, isn't it, Beto?
In person, I like it. I'll let you have it. It's good because you close the eyes, you get in the zone.
The closing the eyes is key.
Yeah, he's in rhythm. He's moving back and forth.
Why don't you try it, dog?
Nope.
Come on.
You got to know what you are, what you're not.
What are you?
I am not a musician, so I'm not going to do that.
And what are you not?
Not a musician. I just said.
No, but you said you got to know what you are, and you got to know what you are not.
I am a smart ass that pops off, and I'm going to pop off about how good you look right now, baby.
Thank you.
You smooth the jacket. Okay, now I like the show. The jacket is off.
Uh-huh.
The cuffs are rolled up. Now it feels like I'm ready to go. I think it's going to be the best show I've ever done because I actually get to see you in person instead of just wondering what the heck you're doing in your cave and wherever you may be.
It's true.
Solana Beach, where the rich people are. Yeah, Solana Beach.
Right. Oh, wow.
You didn't know Solana Beach?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't know he was there. Wow.
Yeah.
Radio pays good in the 80s, huh?
It still pays good for Pappy.
Back in the day.
What up, Cap?
Beto, it's so good to see you. You know, you're so cute. You know what I'm saying?
You cute.
You're so
go ahead,
cute.
You.
Look at you.
I'm not cute.
Yes, you are. You're adorable. Yeah, you are.
No,
I
want to
grab those cheeks. Come on.
What movie
here.
Was that where she's like, I'm not cute? Oh, that was in Bull Durham, Annie. She's like, I'm not cute. Yeah. All right, continue.
Anyway, you're cute, man. You're adorable.
Yes.
All right? I want to grab
things I've never
cheeks,
been told before. All right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And so,
usually I want to snap your neck.
No, I don't want to snap your neck. I'm not violent like that. You know, I'm a peace-loving brother. Is what I am.
What's in this green cup?
That's a different mic. You got to get up on that mic.
You do, huh?
Yeah,
you want me to get all up in it?
You're in the power seat. Beto made the point. This is the first time you've ever sat in the power seat over there.
First time I've ever been here. This is like Sedano at the controls. And Beto is like, well, dude, you need to go over there. I'm like, no, I don't want to sit over there.
That's the A side right there. Yeah. That's the Caballo seat right there, man. That's where Sedano sits. Mason, Ireland sit. Max Kellerman sits. You know, that's where if you're the guy, you sit there because the camera angles are angled at you right then and there.
Because Beto goes, "Don't you have like a bunch of stuff you got to run and things like?" Or, I'm like, "No, I'm not touching anything. I'll make a mess of this, guaranteed. I'm not touching anything here." Mm. So I would have sat there gladly.
No, man. This is the B side. You gotta know.
Okay, all right.
What's up, Cap?
Hey, listen. I'm excited to be here today. What's going on tonight? Are we really doing a taco tour?
You tell me.
What's the deal?
I wouldn't say tour because we're off at 7, right?
Okay, all right.
So we got to pick our spot to where we can and cannot go.
Okay. Where can we go?
Wherever you want.
Yeah, but
did you say did you bring your kid?
I did not.
Oh, so it's just me and you?
You and me.
Oh, that changes everything.
Oh, it does?
Oh, because if it was your kid, I was going to behave. Now it's just me and you. Oh, no.
No behave?
Oh, no. No. Oh, let me text the people now. Oh, we're partying in East LA tonight.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to go drive over the 6th Street Bridge.
Okay. But what about the guy who's cutting hair in the middle of the bridge?
We're going to find him. Okay. You're going to get your hair cut.
What about the guy who's shadow boxing?
We're
going to
find him, too.
Okay.
And then if you want, we can Photoshop some quinceañera pictures or bar mitzvah pictures, whatever
you
guys
want. For me,
you know, whatever you want. We're gonna do that. We're gonna drive over like influencers and like people who don't belong in that neighborhood. We're gonna do that. We're gonna take over, and then we're gonna go on our way on Olympic and just find some tacos in East LA, man.
Okay, hold on a second, Chris Morales.
Yes, Kathy.
And by the way, I do have a cooler in my truck. We're ready to go.
Okay, yeah. What do you got? You got
Modelo
Especial?
Yeah,
I got some Coors Lights. You got Coors Lights?
Duh.
I got Coors Lights in my car. I got it. Chris,
yes,
this is awesome.
Did you take the train up here today?
I did. I know where you're going, but I really need to get home.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Why?
But I know what you're going to offer me is to drive me home.
Do it, Chris. Do it.
Yes.
Like you drove me home.
I'll take you home. I got to go Orange County tonight. I'll take you home.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know who's the safer ride after the coolers come out because a few weeks ago, Cappy drove me home. He's like, "No, stay longer, and I'll drive you home to Orange County." I said, "Okay." And I was a little nervous in that passenger seat.
Yeah.
I was worried that, like, the water he gave me, I was going to pass out.
Wait, you took the train?
I take the train, usually.
Oh, no, you're going with us tonight.
Yes!
Yes!
This is what I'm
because
saying.
The 710 van is driving us. I got an escort, man. We are not driving.
Why? Who's escorting us?
Somebody. I don't know. Somebody works here. They're driving us over.
It's not Brady Cates, is it?
Everybody's done before you guys leave.
Man, I already took care of this woman. We got this.
Yeah. I don't know. Brady,
we got this.
Brady seems like he could be nervous in East LA if we're
rolling
deep.
All I know is that the 710 van is taking us, or Expedition, whatever kind of car it is. I talked to Tommy.
Yukon,
we're good.
Or Suburban.
Something like that. That way, when we can just pull up, we don't have to worry about parking. Because
but I'm trying
no
not to eat carbs.
Okay, then no tortilla.
That I understand. Now you see that.
There's no tortillas there, bro. You're good.
What are we? How about if we get like the tacos?
And I'm trying to not drink either.
All right. Well,
this isn't a fun adventure for somebody.
Yes, it is. First of all, you're never going to see Cap and I together in East LA ever again.
That is true.
So you got to go.
That may not be true.
It's true. I ain't taking
you
back.
No, this is the first time of many, I'm sure.
No.
Cap rolling on Whittier Boulevard? Dude, I don't know.
Yeah. Out there on Olympic? Dude, if we get Cap in the middle. I'm so excited.
Middle.
El medio, the Whittier Boulevard, doing his little point with the sign behind him.
Oh, hell to the yeah.
Oh.
Hell to the yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Call it Willie G and the Midnighters. Let's
wow.
go.
Bro.
Come on now.
Willie G, I'm coming. Yeah. Yeah, Willie G. Morning, East LA.
That's Cheech and Chong.
See, there you go. You were so close.
Oh, the Midnighters did a song called Whittier Boulevard, which we'll play.
Yeah, Willie. All right, so now that this has been established.
Morales, you're not leaving, bro. You're getting kidnapped.
Now I am. I feel like I'm getting sucked in.
Then you better leave right now.
No. Tuesday. It's lit.
No, you got to leave before. No.
Hashtag lit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's our bet. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So, get it. It's an acronym. Tuesday.
I got it now.
Yeah. Anybody else? Funchy? You want to come?
No, he can't go.
Funchy don't want to come?
Not invited.
Really?
He's uninvited, according to Beto, but he's also not in the studio to answer right now. So.
Yeah, I can't see him because of the glare.
He's not. So
he's not going. It's just you and I, Cap.
No.
Because
Morales.
Oh, yeah. When you have too many
people. And whoever's
people,
driving you.
Whoever that intern is.
Who's not here past 6.
Don't worry, because we got it taken care of, man. They have first of all. John Ireland would say, don't let school get in the way of your education. If you have a chance to hang out with a radio legend, Scott Kaplan, right? And a guy who is a freelancer who's still surviving this business like myself, and you learn things. You're going to learn so much tonight that you would not learn in school. This is fantastic.
Do you feel like I need to change my clothes at all?
Absolutely. Get a t-shirt.
Okay, what about you?
No, because I'm going to be fancy Mexican with Sunday swagger out there.
Okay, so you're fancy Mexican.
Yeah.
And what am I?
Trying too hard with the polo shirt, with the collar shirt in East LA.
Okay.
You wear a t-shirt, you're with the people.
Okay, all right. What about my shoes? I'm wearing flip-flops.
Oh, you're fine. Chanclas are fine.
Flip-flops are fine.
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay. Are you put on some jeans or anything?
No, no, you're good. It's the summer, bro. You're good.
Okay.
You are good, Cap. We're going to start off on Tacos Don Cuco.
Okay. I love Tacos Don Cuco.
Tijuana-style tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
See, and by the way, Chris, you don't have to have the tortilla.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can take a fork.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah, I'm sure.
Right
there, that's what I'm going to do.
Right there.
Just take a fork and scoop it out of the tortilla while we're doing social media in East L.A.
Nobody will find that insulting.
No.
We'll think less of you. No. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do is take a fork. Yeah.
Right. And then tell them, you know, no, I'm saving the tortillas because I want to have a tortilla smack off. You know, I mean, that's why you're saving
them.
Yeah,
but they're a little oily if you're going to smack people around with those.
Do whatever you want, man. Just show up, Morales. Don't be that guy.
He is just, now he's just sitting here going, oh, these two.
Yeah.
Oh, Kaplan recruited
He's jealous.
Yep. Beto got Kaplan. Kaplan got Morales.
Oh, we're doing it.
Are we going to recruit anybody else, or is it just the
no,
three
just
of us?
No, just us three. We don't need more.
Do we
Why
need
do
a
you always have to be so creepy when you say it like that?
What?
Like earlier when he said, hey, Beto, stand up. Let me look at you.
Dude.
It's just so creepy.
You don't need all, and all the bring it in. I don't bring it in, man. I know.
I tried to get Beto to give me a hug. I'm like, yo,
no, I don't hug.
He goes, no, man.
I don't
hug. He gave me a shoulder. He went to bowl me over like a running back.
I don't hug people. I just don't like doing that.
Really?
No.
Nobody gets a hug from you.
No.
Oscar De La Hoya sees you, and he goes, Beto, bring it in. And you don't give Oscar a hug?
No.
No hug for Oscar?
Because he doesn't know who I am.
Really?
No.
Really?
No. Like I just don't like touching people.
Really?
At all, no. It's not a phobia. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't like that.
You want me to give you some antibacterial spray?
I have my own. I learned, yeah. Nah, let's go. We're going tonight.
All right, it's on.
Vámonos.
It's on. Who else is coming?
Just me and you. That's all we need because I wanted to use this as a chance to bond with you, Cap.
Okay, all right.
All right.
All right.
We do shows together. We interact, but we don't ever see each other. I think maybe the third time I've ever seen you. So I want to go and hang out and pick the brain of the guy who I used to listen to in the morning drive.
When I look at you and I tell you how cute I think you are.
And that's another reason why it's just going to be me and you tonight.
All right? And you say that, you know, it's nice to be working in studio together today.
Yes.
Take a look at me. Like you've already taken a look at my gear, right? You've seen that I like to get dressed up for a hashtag lit live imaging Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
What else you think about me? I mean, you think I'm cute? You think I'm good looking? You think I'm dashing? You think I'm sophisticated?
For a guy in his 50s, you are good looking. Yeah.
Hey,
absolutely. Right. You are. Because you know, all right, I'm going to be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, you know that you grew up, you that coach, right? You're in shape. Your kids are there. And then you run into people from high school and you're like, damn, how the hell are we the same age? Like, what happened to you? Like, there's no way we're the same age. So when somebody sees you and they're like, what? He's how old? His kids are, he four kids in college? No way. That guy looks great. That's you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
The way that you take care of your face.
Oh, thank you.
The way that you take care of your hair. All right. Am I done now? Is that enough for you?
Yeah, that's good. I just recently ran out of this, like, Oil of Olay sunscreen, like, facial cream that I've got. And I went to Costco to try and find more, and I couldn't find it. And I don't know where else to get it. And it's like, I'm out.
Amazon, bro.
And I know, but I'm like, every day, I'm like trying to get the last little bit out of the freaking bottle. You know, like when I'm, you know what I'm talking about? Like where you know that there's none left, but
yeah,
you're
throw
not
it away and buy another one.
I know.
Amazon. You have a girlfriend, right?
I do.
So doesn't she know how to shop for you?
Mm.
She don't shop for you?
No. No, she don't shop for me.
We're definitely going to have a conversation tonight.
Really? So now you're going to teach me, like beyond the great taco places that you're going to take me to, teach me how to what?
Not get tracked.
I mean, aren't you as divorced as I am?
Dodger game tonight, bro.
What are you going to teach me?
Dodger game tonight, bobblehead, Clayton Kershaw bobblehead tonight at Dodger Stadium.
All right, hey, tell me this. You ready? Beto, did you wind up going to the Dodger game last night?
I was there for a couple of innings, yeah.
Okay, so what'd you do? You just went right from here. How long did it take you to get?
It took a little longer than it should have, like at least half hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then you just decided to what, bop around a little bit?
No, I had good seats.
Yeah?
I knew some friends. I went and sat there with them for a couple of innings and went home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a good time?
Anytime you're at a baseball game is a good time.
Okay, man. I mean, because, you know, the Dodgers, you know, last night, first time in a long time, they didn't play well, you know?
Well, who cares if they win or lose? I'm not on the team.
Okay, good. I mean, neither. I don't care. I go to a baseball game, I don't even watch the game.
I went to the game, had a cocktail, had a dog, and I was home, and it was good. It's a perfect summer night at Dodger Stadium. What more do you need, man?
And you had the dog.
Yeah.
And? Laura says no good.
If you're going to a stadium to be like a cuisine expert, then you got different priorities, man. It's about the going and just having the experience. I'm all about the experience.
Okay, you just walk through the door. Dog, cocktail, seat, 2-3 innings, gone.
It was like 4 innings, I saw.
Yeah. See, my new thing is I like to now show up in the
fourth
inning. But
it was too expensive to go, man.
Really? What did it cost, Joe? The whole thing?
The parking was $30.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's what got me. That's what I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do that again.
Mm-hmm. You don't have media parking?
No, I don't cover them anymore. So,
what?
You need a season pass.
Get one from somebody.
I decided to go at 6 o'clock.
You should have one all the time in your car.
This isn't San Diego, man. You got to have, like, there's a competition here for media people.
Really?
There's more than four of us.
Don't you know everybody at the parking lot? I know everybody at every parking lot I'm going to.
At Petco, you don't even drive down there.
No, I pull up. I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm in the house.
No, you don't do that at Petco. You don't do that at Petco because there's no media parking down there for you.
Dude, I don't need media parking.
Then where do you park at?
I just pull up.
At a lot around Petco. You can't do that at Dodger Stadium.
Well, I'm just saying, I would figure the, you know, big macher like yourself would, you know.
At Dodger Stadium, you can't do that. You can't just pull up because there's no bootleg lots around there. You got to walk far away.
Well, you'd be front row. That's all $30, man.
Yeah, $30 to go to Dodger parking lot.
I understand.
Anaheim, you could do that.
All right, listen, we're just getting going here today.
Please.
We got a lot we want to get into. And the first thing I want to talk to you about is this. I heard on Mason in Ireland that you were supposed to be working a fight across the street this weekend.
Yeah.
That got canceled. And I wanted to go to this fight, and I want to hear about why. Stick around, everybody. Beto is in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Now, listen to that, L.A. oldie boys. The Midnighters singing Whittier Boulevard. You ready, Cappy? Tonight is the night. You and Beto Duran.
And you.
And me.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Game time decision.
Whittier Boulevard in East L.A. Olympic. Ready to really introduce you to some L.A. tacos.
Wait, have you ever been to East L.A., Cap?
I don't know. I need to look on a map.
No, either you did or you didn't.
Then I guess I haven't.
Oh, I'd be perfect.
It is a live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap.
Oh, man.
Our very own Cisco kid, Beto Duran, sitting in for Sedano. This tweet from Alan Sliwa's Murphy Bed. Somewhere in San Diego, Rachel's sensors, Rachel, are going off. Beto and Cap hanging out together is going to have Rachel staring at that tracker all night.
Ooh.
Now, have you prepped Rachel?
I have not. I've forgotten to tell her that Beto and I have a mandate tonight.
Oh.
Not just any mandate. East L.A. Right? And on the 6th Street Bridge, which has been... Listen, the 6th Street Bridge is beautiful, but it has been having some complications.
It's been national news. I know you heard about it down there.
Yeah.
Scott, what are you doing on that bridge?
I'm shadow boxing. I'm getting my hair cut.
Oh,
I'm doing what everybody's doing. I'm being a social media influencer in the middle of the bridge.
Yes, good.
Right? Give me an address of where we're going tonight.
Why, you got to let Rachel know?
No, I'm looking it up on the map.
I sent it to you.
No, you sent that to me? I didn't really look at your text.
You know where the East L.A. interchange is?
No, he has
no
idea.
That's where the 5, the 60, the 101 cross.
Yep. Okay, got it.
And the 10.
Okay.
That's where the neighborhood will be.
That's where we're going.
Don't worry. You're not driving. Just get in the car.
Okay.
Just get in the car and grub and take pictures, okay?
All right. Here's what I've got from you. Tacos Don Cuckoo.
That might be the greatest drop ever.
No, I meant this for me. Or Cuckoo.
Okay. Not Cuckoo.
No.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
One of East L.A.'s best Tijuana-style tacos, and they are served... Adobada.
Yeah, the style they make.
Adobada.
Yeah.
They make the distinction that they are adobada and al pastor and are entirely different. Okay.
So we're going to go to that spot.
Okay.
That's the one I sent you on Instagram.
Okay.
Then the other spots aren't open today, but then there's another spot that opens up later on around the corner. We're going to go to the Pet Boys.
Not Los Originales Tacos Arabes de Puebla?
No, they're closed today.
Now, are we getting any cash for this, or can we use card?
Oh, Cap's paying. Don't worry. He's got cash.
Yeah, cash. We
Cap always
cash.
Has cash.
You got to have a couple of bucks in cash.
Yeah,
well, I wasn't prepared for this.
No, don't worry. Cash. We got you. We being Cap. Don't worry about it. He's got petty cash. And then we're going to go to the Pet Boys right there by Garfield High afterwards.
What are we going to the Pet Boys for? What are we need an alternator?
For the green card if you need one. We got whatever you need, and then we'll get you.
Pet Boys, the place where you get like a carburetor, you get oil.
And there's a taco spot at the Pet Boys right there by Garfield High. We're going to take you there.
Okay.
And then right there, the freeway.
Yeah.
On your way, you can go back to QC's or Quiet Canyon, wherever you want to go, and then go home.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. You ready? I don't think you understand what's going to happen when I show up.
Do tell.
I mean, I just don't know that you're prepared for what happens when I show up.
Cap,
whoa. Yeah.
You got to go home. So you need to behave.
No, it's not that. It's just that, like, I, you know that I won the Mandy for Man of the People. You know this, right?
Uh-huh.
So as the man of the
you
people.
You and the bots that you bought, got them, uh-huh.
Bots,
now, come on now, that's not cool. That's not, you're a part of this show, so you don't want to bash the show that you're part of.
Yeah, well, otherwise you're like everybody. Bergman. Otherwise no. You're just like Bergman.
No. No. Go ahead.
So as the man of the people, as the man of
the
people,
bots.
When I show up, first and foremost, when I get out of the car and people start to go, yo, Cap's in the house. And then I'm like, and then I'm like this, Beto. And here I come out of the car. I'm like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got
to say Martin.
Martin.
It ain't Martin. No, but I'm like, what's up? I'm in the house. Right. And then I just hug it out with everybody because unlike you. Okay.
Oh,
unlike
man.
You,
this
I bring
is why
it,
I'm charging my
I
phone. I
want to
see
in.
How this.
I bring it in. I hug it out.
No, they're gonna see Morales and they're gonna lose it, man. They're gonna be like, "Heck yeah!"
Really? When Morales shows up in town,
look with that jacket. That
I must
pocket
say,
square, that's silk.
At the home run derby last week, I got stopped like 7-8 times. Many people from the Absolutely. Softball game were there. They again, it's the bright colored shirts and the sunglasses. But I don't know if in East LA, I don't know if I'll get recognized.
You don't think so?
I think Beto's got a better chance than all of us.
No, we all do, because no. Once we say 7:30, Tacos Don Cuco, we'll be there.
Not Tacos Don Coco, or Cuco, or Cuckoo. We're going to be there at 7:30.
I would say 7:45.
7:45.
Yeah, because we got to go over the bridge and take pictures.
Right, we got to get out of the car. Are we going to park on the bridge?
Why not? What are they going to do, stop us?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. People are cutting hair and shadow boxing, like you keep
Remember
telling
the? Did you ever see Man on Fire?
No.
The Denzel, then it's not funny about what could happen on the bridge.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah.
And you hear that song, Una Palabra. And then somebody, you know, goes away after we're on the bridge.
If you like Pina Colada.
No.
Is that about the song?
You really haven't seen Man on Fire?
I don't think so.
Michael Douglas.
No. Denzel.
Denzel. Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Oh,
Denzel,
with Mark Anthony.
Yes,
Mark Anthony.
Where he's in Mexico and he kidnaps his own, or he pays to get his own daughter kidnapped for the money.
Right.
What am I thinking of Michael Douglas where he loses it?
Oh, Traffic.
No, not Traffic. It's the one where Michael Douglas loses it, and he just starts, you know.
Yeah, on the freeway.
Was it McDonald's in the morning? Is that what
you're
talking
about? Yeah.
What's that movie?
I'll look it up.
Cap, I'm looking for hotel rooms right now because we're getting loaded, bro. You're doing tomorrow morning. You're taking over for Keyshawn. You're doing the morning show tomorrow.
Falling down.
There you go.
Michael Douglas. Do you need
Douglas.
The JW?
We got it all, man.
Nah, let's go. I'm good.
Hey, we'll come back.
I got hooked up.
The Nationals are there. We'll recruit Juan Soto.
You want to go hang out with Juan Soto tonight?
Yeah.
Why don't we bring him some tacos, Don Cuckoo?
So close.
Ay, ay, ay.
Are you really going to eat a taco without a tortilla?
No.
That's
in front
fine.
Of all these beautiful
Let him
tonight?
Do that.
No,
if he
I won't
wants
do that.
To.
Listen.
He's just not having tacos because he's on a diet.
But if we're doing a bit, I think we know I'll probably cheat.
It's okay.
Anything for the bit.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to avoid the alcohol.
You are.
I'm going to try that.
It's beer. You don't need drink beer.
Nah.
I purposely left the tequila at home.
I got tequila.
Mandala?
See, that's not right.
No. I don't. I don't ball like young.
Oh, necesitan tequila mandala.
I agree. I just can't afford it right now.
Cap is on fire today, baby.
Here's how Beto got me. When he said, when's the next time, and I'm trying to think, scrambling in my brain, that Cappy and Beto will be together in East LA on Whittier Boulevard. See, I got a lot of history on Whittier Boulevard.
Yeah.
My family does. So,
where's Huggy Boy?
Exactly. So, wow, he got me on that one. So, we definitely need to do this. I need to be part of this.
Okay.
I will regret it when I see the social media tonight on the train. I'll be like, why wasn't I there?
Yeah.
We're only gonna go for a little bit because I gotta drive.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
We're going to Indio. I have a fight this week.
4K.
I have a fight this week.
Didn't let me get that out first. I'm just trying.
I'm trying to reduce your Espanol, man. Save your Espanol for East LA, all right? And don't be that guy. Don't be that white guy that goes and orders tacos in Spanish.
Yeah, do not.
Oh, really? Do not do that.
What you just
Please
did,
don't.
Do not do
Should
that.
Should I be like, hi, can I have dos tacos, por favor? Should
yes, way better.
Then. Hola, mucho gusto.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Mucho gusto.
It's not going to go
mucho
well
gusto.
For you.
That's a nice thing to say. Mucho gusto is a nice thing to say.
Just say gracias. That's it.
But here's my concern. If you leave us and he's...
I'm not going to leave you. I'm saying when the night is done.
And he's feeling it, he's going to look at me. And at that point, I may not be able to resist. He's going to say, do you want to keep going?
No. If Cap wants to keep going, I'm going.
All of a sudden, we're at the bar doing tequila shots at the JW. And then...
Absolutely. To the wheels fall off.
I told you I got a hookup at JW.
And then Cap, I end up in a Kaplan Eyes Wide Shut party later.
Yeah.
Oh,
now, in that case, I'm definitely staying.
That absolutely could happen. That could
and once
happen.
Again, Chris, when are you ever going to have that again?
I think anytime I go to San Diego, but
yeah, it could be like 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're all of a sudden showing up at some mansion somewhere, and you're like, "Who are all these weirdos with the masks on? Who are these naked ladies?"
This is Live Imaging Tuesday Deluxe.
Una palabra. getting caught in the rain. It's not into hell food. Anyway, all right. I thought that was the same song. Beto, can you explain what the deal is? I heard Mason in Ireland today. Clinton was filling in for Mason. They were talking about this fight that was supposed to happen this past or this upcoming weekend across the street here in LA Live. And yeah. And listen, Adrian Peterson, the former NFL running back, and Le'Veon Bell, former NFL running back. Like, I think of both of those guys as being like really great athletes, mm-hmm. big, strong, ripped, you know, and guys who maybe could fight a little bit. I don't know if they can or they can box. I don't know. But I remember when that was announced, I was like, that's one I want to go see in person.
Why did you want to see that one?
I love it. I love celebrity boxing. First of all, I love boxing. I love going to boxing matches. And I just, these guys are recently out of the NFL guys. They're, like I said, they're probably big and ripped. And I'm just like, okay, if you put those two dudes together, who would kick whose ass? I want to see that.
Yeah, so it was supposed to happen this weekend. Le'Veon was going to fight
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. And then Nick Young was going to fight Blueface, a rapper.
Who's Blueface?
Rapper. All right. So, and but then the main event was going to be a guy named McBroom, who is huge on YouTube, influencer. Okay. It was going to be celebrity boxing, but it, the Le'Veon fight was going to be an exhibition, as was Nick Young. So it was going to be different. The gloves
and
were going to be bigger.
And Blueface.
And Blueface, right? So that's what it was. That was the attraction. But then there were also going to be four professional fights on the card. Freddie Roach was going to have a guy on the card. So it was going to be an interesting blend of exhibition with pro fights. So, but the YouTube fighters, like the hardcore boxing fans, hate this, right? How dare they take away from this and that? But back to me going to the Dodger game. I just want to be entertained. I have no problem with these guys fighting because they're fighting somebody on their own level and they're not going and trying to call out and say, oh, I'm this or else I'm that. The fight, the tickets were selling well. My boy Concrete Live hooked me up and I was going to be, so they were going to have a play-by-play broadcast, regular traditional. My guy Ray Flores is going to be the play-by-play. And they were going to bring me in to be a host along with the friend Concrete. Who?
Where are they going to televise this or stream
it? It was pay-per-view.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It was going to be a pay-per-view for this.
Okay.
So it was going to be different kind of things and a lot of celebrities, a lot of involved. They were, dude, to rent out Staples Center, I know it's six figures. I don't know how much it is, but to rent it out, it's a minimum of six figures just to get going. So whoever was behind it had money to have it, right?
Laura's asking, how much was the pay-per-view going to cost, you know?
I don't know. Probably like $25 maybe, something like that.
Oh, that's
it's,
not bad.
It's not ridiculous. They're not doing what boxing does where they charge you like $90 for a pay-per-view. So it was, the tickets were selling well. It was moving because people who follow YouTubers or they follow their favorite influencers, that's their fan base and they're loyal to them. They want to check them out. And I was telling John a couple hours ago, there was a show in Florida where it was the YouTubers versus the influencers.
Yeah.
I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
But my son's friends, teenagers, all about it.
You know, I think my dad, I think I've told you this, my father is a Florida State Boxing Commissioner Chief.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
is he really?
Yeah, and he told me he was, I think he was there for that. He's there for all the fights.
And it probably, that one sold out.
Yeah, they
I think it was in Tampa or something like that.
But that's the thing, is that these YouTubers versus these other influencers, TikTokers or whatever, they got so many thousands and millions and millions of followers, subscribers, et cetera, that they can bring those. That's their value. They bring them with them. Like I was listening to Clinton earlier, and Clinton's like, I don't know who these guys are. Me neither. I don't know who Blueface is. I don't know who he is. But I understand that they are using modern media to attract an audience. And you know what? Hey, I want to see Blueface fight against Swaggy P. I don't really know why.
Yeah. So a lot of these former athletes, like Kendall Gill, remember him, basketball player?
Yeah.
He actually trained, went on to be a legit professional boxer, had some big fights for his later on his age. But a lot of these guys will train, and it's like, you know what? I'm a pro. I want to get that feeling of that rush that they can't get anymore because they're a retired athlete, right? There's always somebody who's trying to do something different. Like how many NFL players have we seen that get into the triathlon world? Remember Hines Ward?
Oh, dude.
Started doing it because they need that competitive edge. Yeah. They need something to train for. So a lot of people, weekend warriors, will go and start training in boxing, and they're like, man, I just want to – it's one thing to hit the bag. It's one thing to spar, but they want to actually have that feeling of being a fighter. So on the amateur circuit, they have the Masters where you can fight somebody over 35 or somebody over 40 just to get that sense out of your body, right, that I did this. But then if you give a former athlete an appearance fee, and it's like, whoa, you're going to give me $50,000 to show up or whatever it is to show up? You're going to think they're going to turn it down? Hey, give me $500,000 just to show up and fight around fight a couple rounds, an exhibition kind of thing, and I bring an audience with me, that's what they're doing.
Right, but Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell are no draw in comparison to these YouTuber versus TikTokers.
But see how it mixes in? So you have the YouTuber TikTokers, and then you have, hey, Steeler fans might want to go and check these guys out. Or what? It's always this, the spectacle of it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, wait a minute. These guys are going to show up all jacked, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
why I was
interested.
They get into it, and okay, as long as you fight somebody on your level kind of thing. Like, Nick Young is 6'7". Is he going to really do something? Probably not. That fight was going to be a little quote-unquote fight, but that was an exhibition. But, you know, some of these guys get under it. AP does not mess around.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
if
I were Le'Veon Bell, I'd be like, I don't want any piece of AP.
But then again, Le'Veon Bell trains.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So these guys go, they're not like they're just showing up that day. They're actually doing the work. They're working out with a trainer. Remember, who's that basketball player? Darren Williams.
Yeah.
He fought recently. And I believe.
Who did he fight? I remember.
Yeah, he fought. But Darren Williams, he has an MMA studio in Texas where he's at. And he trains in this. And he did it and said, man, that was the hardest thing I've done.
I want to hear why the fight was ultimately canceled. Wait, hold that. Hold it. Tell us on the other side.
No, it's real simple. Real simple. I'll tell you why.
All right. Stick around, everybody. Beto will tell us why. And coming up, the Rams predictions for the seasons. They're starting to come out now. And I'm not so sure everybody's going to be impressed with what people think about what the Rams are going to do. And that was a very confusing thing. So stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Ah, yes. Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap, the great Beto Duran sitting in for Sedano. It is going to get lit. You know, they call Live Imaging Tuesday lit. Tonight is going to get lit as we take Scott Kaplan. We take Cappy to East L.A.
Wait, the song she's playing right now. Listen, Kevin. Cuckoo, you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. Oh, it's so on tonight. Freaking Beto has no idea what he's gotten himself into.
Oh, you haven't seen my messages.
I will point out that during the break, Cappy is feverishly on his phone texting, and you know who he's texting. Rachel, I'm sorry. They roped me into this. It was Morales' idea and Beto. He keeps asking Beto for the address.
But there are no addresses. I told you, what's the address?
None.
Pet Boys. Like, that's the address.
Because Rachel is saying, what is the address, Scott? I'm going to look up this place on Yelp.
I think she's going to come meet us.
Really?
But yeah. If your tracker, shouldn't she already know where you're at?
Well, she knows where I'm at right now.
Oh, man.
But I don't want to have to drop a pin later.
If Rachel ends up coming up, then this thing is really going to... I'm going to end up in a dungeon later.
Yeah,
crashing all of this. I'm just saying.
Now, what about your boo? Is your boo going
to
come?
No, my boo's in Anaheim Hills.
Listen to that, huh? You wanted the boo to come.
Yeah, I want him to come.
God,
Christian.
You're a weird guy.
You are.
He's a cool guy.
Uh-huh.
Dance is really good. Yeah. Smells delicious.
Yes, he does. Yes,
Cap,
he does all of the above.
Cap. This is going out of control.
Tell me what's going on.
You talk about being with the people.
Yeah, tell me.
So now we're getting messages of where we should go eat. I already have my plan of where I want to go. I want to keep it simple for Cap. Some of the places you guys are telling me, Cap ain't ready for that. You're not eating Cecil's. You're not eating Eyes. You're not eating Buche. You're not eating.
No, he's probably eating Buche before
Buche,
that.
Yes.
No, because you just got to keep. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. He's got to go home.
No, lingua.
You keep it simple for the gabacho.
Pero Bucci?
No.
Para usted.
Remember, it's a 2-hour drive home. Keep it simple.
I do have extra underpants in my car.
Oh, God.
Come on, Cap.
Come on, man, bro.
So we're going to keep it simple. Some of the other suggestions, awesome. I've been there. Great. But we're going to keep it nice and simple. That way for the picture. I don't want Kaplan saying, what is that? Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, we're not doing any of that. I've seen that. Give me tacos. Work it. But we're getting invited to bars.
Okay. What bars are we invited to?
This is where it turns ugly.
This is where things are not going to go well for us tonight.
Excellent listener. David is letting us know. Come by in Boyle Heights Holiday Bar. We were ready to go. They got karaoke tonight. He said he's got us, Cap.
Okay. All right. Because if it's the Holiday Bar, I may do a little Madonna tonight.
Oh!
Holiday.
Wow.
I don't know how that'll play, but we'll see.
Oh, in East LA, it works, bro.
Yeah. I know, but with Cappy doing it?
Yeah.
Holiday. Yeah, we in the holiday bar, y'all. Come on now.
Oh, man.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
Time to celebrate.
Cap, this is going to be awesome. So if you want to talk sports with Cap, find him somewhere on Whittier Boulevard tonight.
Yeah.
There
I'm
going to
be there talking sports. I have a little booth on the side of the road. You want to talk sports with me? Come on by. Hang out.
What was it? The Peanuts character? Ask me a question. When the psychiatrist is in. That's going to be you.
That's
sports.
Gonna be
tonight? Right there.
Sports. Let's talk some sports.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Show me your lightning bolt. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's go, Cap.
All right. It's on tonight. Sound like the break of dawn.
Yeah.
Sound like Donkey Kong.
You were so close. You're getting there. We're getting there.
And you, my friend.
Yeah.
You have been roped into this.
I have really. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to turn it around.
No, don't do it. Start tomorrow.
I'm going to start tomorrow.
Yeah, start tomorrow.
Or Thursday, because it might just turn into one giant night.
This Beto Duran is the devil on your shoulder. Like, there's an angel on your shoulder. No, Chris, go home. You're on a diet. No carbs. No beer. You're not drinking right now.
Don't do that around me.
And then there's the devil, which is Beto. Like, let's go. Come on,
hey,
man.
Hey, you can say no. That's up to you.
Oh, I didn't know that no.
If you don't go, I'm not going to get mad, because I'm going no matter what.
Oh, you are?
Absolutely. It's your... You're a grown-ass man. You can decide what you're going to do, what you're not going to do. So go ahead. I would love if you were there. I want you there. But if you have willpower and you want to go home, go ahead. That's fine. This isn't reverse psychology. Go ahead.
Chris is going.
Oh, no, I'm going.
Because there's no chance he's not going.
You're right.
Look, hey, we're all grown. There's no peer pressure.
Then somebody's got some perico out there. I mean, forget about it.
Now you're talking.
We won't see Kaplan for another 6 months.
Wow, okay. It's Tuesday. Wow, Charlino there. All right. What up, Cap?
All right, will you finish the story?
Oh, yeah, okay. So what happened?
Finish the story on why this fight was canceled that I wanted to go to, celebrity boxing. Yeah. I wanted to see two former NFL running backs get in a ring and pound on each other. Yeah. I thought that would be interesting.
It was going to be called No More Talk.
Okay.
And Austin McBroom, who has about 8 million followers on Instagram.
What does he do?
On YouTube, he's huge there. He posts his family all the time, and he was going to go up against a guy named Anson Gibb, who also is a huge influencer. These two don't like each other. That was going to be the fight.
Why don't they like each other?
Because they just talk trash to each other.
There's a lot of followers to go around.
Exactly. So McGroom actually grew up in L.A., and then he played college basketball. But he, along with his family, are all over YouTube. So they have shows that they do, and they're huge.
This is Austin McBroom.
Yes.
All right, I'm looking at him online right now. He looks like he got
crazy
eyes.
Oh, you bring it
eyes.
In with him, man. You bring it in.
Yeah, but he looks like he got crazy eyes, man.
Yeah, so they already fought once. So that was going to be the big fight. And then it was going to be...
looks like he's got the old school Trans Am... like Firebird on the hood tattooed all over his chest. Is this him?
Yeah. 6.4 million followers is what he has. Uh-huh. So that was the guy. He brings an audience.
And you say he was a basketball player, this McBroom
guy?
Yeah,
he played at Eastern Washington from here. So, you know, former athlete.
Okay.
So that was the deal. And what happened was the fight was called off because somebody didn't pass a test. I didn't get the actual details on who didn't pass it, but
what kind of test?
The clearances, just a.
Oh, I thought like an English test or a math test.
No, you're not doing anything.
They were ineligible.
Nah. So McBroom and Gibb, it was a grudge match. They already fought once before, and McBroom won.
Uh-huh.
But then the trash talk continues to go. So it's
So you mean to tell me the whole fight night is all canceled because one guy fails a test?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you don't get cleared by the California Commission, like your dad, you know, if they don't clear him,
can they find somebody else to fight this dude? Don't cancel it for everybody else?
No, because that's the main event.
Oh.
So it's been postponed. Mm-hmm. So if you have tickets for this Saturday, they're going to redo it, I think, sometime in September. They're trying for it. But no, that's the fight you want to see. You don't want to see him fight anybody else because these two don't like each other.
Oh, all right.
That's the fight you want to see. So
okay. That's
what happened. So I don't know who, but somebody didn't get cleared. But they're going to reschedule it, and so if you have tickets, you're there.
All right. There we go. Now we got answers.
Yeah.
All right, it is Live Imaging Tuesday. Beto Duran is in for Sedano. Apparently, we got a big night ahead of us all of a sudden. And just a ton to get to here this afternoon. Coming up, so USA Today says that the Rams are going to go 12-5. But what happens after that 12-5 regular season? Let's get to that. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.